on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. If you need to go outside, layer up. Frigid temps are blanketing much of the country. In Wisconsin,
lots of blowing, drifting snow has made driving difficult, if not impossible, in many places. Even people who generally like winter are fed up with all this snow.
Just close my eyes and hope it's gone.
What's the worst thing about it?
The cleanup.
But some people like it.
I personally like it. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. It's good that the seasons change.
Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Eagle River, Wisconsin.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, so what do they really mean for the election?
It's not always the case that who wins Iowa goes on to win the nomination.
But it's still an exciting time for politics and for those here in Iowa. Amy Dacey is with American University.
40 Republican delegates will come out of Iowa that become a part of that. I think it's like close to 2,500 delegates that will be at the Republican convention. So it's one of the first steps in gathering support.
Support that starts here, from schools to churches and other halls to caucus. Hear from the candidate rep, then cast a ballot. Matt Piper, CBS News, Des Moines.
Off to Washington, where CBS's Nicole Killian tells us a deal's been made to avert a government shutdown.
As this government funding deadline approached on January 19th, time was of essence. And so we saw negotiations kind of get underway in earnest to try to advance this potential short-term funding bill. We're still waiting to see what a reaction to it will be.
As the conflict between Israel and Hamas rages on, protesters were out once again in Tel Aviv. The BBC's Wera Davies reports.
The Tel Aviv square that has become the unofficial headquarters for the families of those held hostage in Gaza was packed as thousands of Israelis showed their support, demanding their release from captivity 100 days since the war began.
A woman and two children drowned in the Rio Grande on Friday night. Reporter Arturo Dominguez.
This most recent incident, it appears that the National Guard and the Texas State Army denied Customs and Border Patrol access to the park to try to rescue this woman and the two children who drowned in the river.
The Kansas City Chiefs get the 26-7 win to advance to the AFC divisional round. They'll have to wait until Monday to find out their opponent, though, because the Bills game got delayed because of the winter weather. Now, if the Bills win, the Chiefs will face them in Buffalo. But if the Steelers win, then the Chiefs get the Texans in Kansas City. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Cool Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Lazy Wolf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today, 1617 North Stone Road or in Madison, and online at LazyOafLounge.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Got a double dip of Convoy. They used to be Alternative Radio. They broke up, but now there's Convoy. This tune is really cool. Check it out. It's called Sometimes. Brand new music on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Did you find Jesus? You hoped you might find. Did you just find yourself last in line? Did you believe us?
Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I shout about it. Sometimes I blame you for blaming me too. But it's all on me. Sold a soul for dope. When your heart gave out and it lay to rest, do you feel it now pounding in my chest? When your heart gave out and it lay to rest, do you feel it now pounding in my chest? Thank you.
She draw hearts on my window, dance circles on my lawn. Her daddy tell me, son, she been gone so long. When your heart gave out and it laid to rest, do you feel it now pounding in my chest? When your heart gave out and it laid to rest, do you feel it now pounding in my chest? Searching for something, something lost in these hills. She only found sorrow, little things to kill. And if I was her man and she was my girl, I'd let her down easy from the weight of the world.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's a double dip of Convoy to kick off your 7 o'clock hour. That song is called Ponderosa Pines. Sometimes before that. Now, Rocker Convoy used to be Alternative Radio, who sadly broke up. We play Alternative Radio on the show a lot, and I was sad to hear they broke up. But this new project that Eric has cooking Convoy is pretty cool.
Well, you know, Peyton Stark, he was in Alternative Radio, and he was the singer, but he was also the drummer. And they're a band from Milwaukee. And this is a new project with three members of Cherry plus another local band drummer. It's kind of a little super group. And now Peyton is up front. So he is, you know, taking the mantle of the lead flauntist out there. Well, nice. I don't know if this is a flauntist, but really cool, really cool project. I like what I'm hearing.
We got a text. You were just telling me we got a text just now. I don't know what's from where, MDX here in Madison?
WAUK. We like this. We like that last artist that you played. So
sometimes that was Convoy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media, across the Civic Media Radio Network, whether if you're listening on your hometown radio station, your hometown, or on the Civic Media app. Welcome. Rocker, we got plenty of show ahead of us. What's coming up, man?
Jimmy, in just a little while, we're going to be talking to Whammy Vice President Ron Books. He's going to be telling us about the Northeastern and the Southeastern holiday parties that are happening, one in Milwaukee, one in Green Bay. And then Blame It on Kane singer Sam Betcher, he's here in town, even though Blame It on Kane wasn't able to make it into Live in the Lair tonight. But instead, we are going to play the Feastette Live in the Lair that we had just the other day. That's like amazing lounge jazz, and I would remind people when they listen that the trumpet player was playing an electric valve instrument. It wasn't a real trumpet. Amazing. You got to listen to it.
And the vocals were just amazing.
Oh yeah, velvet. Janet. Yep. Oh, amazing.
And I'm sorry, go ahead, Rocker.
I was just going to step on your toes, Jimmy, and say Max Inc. Heavy 10 to 12 tonight, Essential Last Crack at 11.
Tons of new music tonight in Heavy, and we got a lot of new music still on the way tonight here, Rocker.
Jimmy, together, Community Pharmacy and Community Wellness Shop are an independent, worker-managed cooperative whose mission is to promote better health for the community. And in the fall of 1972... the UW-Madison Wisconsin Student Association, WSA, they sponsored a volunteer-run pharmacy to provide students and musicians with affordable medications. And today, they have grown to support more than 20 full-time staff at two locations in Madison, and the online store is reinventing itself with an upcoming relaunch. Here to tell us all about the new web store, Scamazon Vitamin Supplements, and AI-generated herbal books is Community Pharmacy Outreach Coordinator P.J. Chan. Chamberlain. PJ, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, PJ.
Wow, that was an amazing introduction. Thank you so much. I don't know. I hope I can live up to that.
So. Oh, I'm sure you will. PJ, you know, give us a little more backstory on the creation of community pharmacy. It was started by students. I mean, give us a little more backstory behind that.
So it was started by WSA way back in 1972. They were in that alleyway off of Lake Street by, I believe, where the post office is now. Mm-hmm. And from that, they just kept growing. The students, or well, the workers took it over from WSA, formed a collective, added vitamins and supplements, moved up the street to where the pharmacy was for few decades. right. And then... formed a workers' cooperative, opened a new our location in Middleton, Community Wellness Shop, and then recently moved to where we are now on Fair Oaks Avenue. So
that's a great location you have on Fair Oaks Avenue. I think it's the perfect location for y'all too.
It's a great like middle ground for everything. We're right in the Willie area, Atwood area, Sassy neighborhood, across from Garver Feed Mill. We're near to the East Side area, Monona. It's great. Yeah.
You know, being a small business is tough, but when you do retail like you do, pharmacy and wellness drugs and stuff like that, in the world of big box stores, how do you compete? How do you get to them, man?
That's what we're hoping to. Well, we've been competing. We've been able to stay open because we have been a community-based pharmacy. You know, we've been there for people for many, many years. We've been the local option. We've been, a workers-run, worker-led, pharmacy, pro-reproductive health, all those sorts of things. I think being very, hippie and very, what Madison is, we've been true to Madison for many, many years.
What do you think? What do you think the advantages of that to your customers, being that hometown personalized service?
Yeah, that's what they really look for. And, we try to do it in many different ways. We try to be there for people in our retail area, in our herbal and supplement area. We try to educate people as much as possible on what we sell and be knowledgeable. And then we try to be there way better than, I don't know if I can name names, but some of those other big stores.
The big stuff.
Yeah. You know, when you call us, we answer. you don't have to sit on hold forever. If you send us an email, we email you back. It's all us. It's not some big corporate run maze. It's us.
Real quick, Rocker. What about people like on Medicare or insurance and stuff? I'm sure you all handle that. No problem, right?
Yep. We take all different kind of insurances. Yeah. We work with people if their medications are too expensive. And we even do, sometimes we say, you're better off going to this other place. You'll get it for cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be better for you. We're willing to say and do that because we want people to have the best healthcare they can, especially nowadays when it's such a mess, so.
The customer is truly first. Many of the products at Community Pharmacy are sourced from small local businesses. Tell us about your supporting local.
Yeah, we always try to look out for places around Madison to support makers, creators, farmers, herbalists. We have all sorts of made in Wisconsin products at our store. And we always try to source locally when it comes to as much as possible, all sorts of different products in our store, herbs, gifts, books. We have local authors, books in our stores. We try to do that as much as possible. Sometimes we have to search throughout the United States or the world as well for products, but we still try to get from small independently run businesses. So
that is so cool. Now let's get to the fun part. Scamazon.
Oh.
Vitamin supplements, AI written herbal books.
Yeah.
Oh my. Tell us what's going on out there.
Well, so the biggest thing I heard about with these Scamazon listings for vitamins and supplements is that one brand got in trouble because they were tested and found that the only type of there wasn't any vitamin, there wasn't any supplement, there was Viagra in it. And that was it. So people were taking these, multivitamins, whatever.
Having the wrong reaction.
Or, hardcore. They were like, I feel, I kind of feel kind of peppy. I feel a little pep in my stuff or whatever. And, so that's why they thought it was working. And it turned out, it was just Viagra. So be careful out there with what you get. And, you know,
that could be dangerous, especially somebody with high blood pressure or something like that.
Or
right.
If they're on any kind of medication that counteracts with Viagra, you know, it's not good. So it's definitely always good. I mean, it's unfortunate because we live kind of in a world where healthcare is such a commodity that people try to look for the cheapest, but that doesn't work out in our favor, you know? And so it's understandable that people want something cheaper, but that's why we try to That's why we try to carry a wide variety of products at Community Pharmacy with all different prices. So, and then now there are also these AI created herbal books. And a lot of these AI created things sound really good on the surface. You read it and it's like, oh yeah, this makes sense. Oh, this sounds good. But then once you really take a deep dive and look at it, it's not, it's just gobbledygook, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like filling in sentences with things that sound right, but then it's not right. So I buy like the herbal books at the pharmacy, and I've had to be very careful in looking into what we're getting in, because these, you know, some new books are just not created by real people who take the time and effort to you know, write a real book.
Right.
So, AI is a great rhetorician.
Oh, it's, I think it's really, really cool and really, really awful. So I love it and hate it. But yeah, it's one of those things where you just have to be careful about what you're buying, you know? So
I think you have to be wary of that also in news.
Oh, absolutely.
I think now there's a fair amount of news articles out there that you're like, huh? What?
This doesn't AI sound right. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird because it's kind of, when you look at an image, it's easier to tell if it's not real. But I feel like when you're reading something, it's like, this seems off. Why does this seem off? Yeah.
So watch out for the AI written herbal books. Oh boy. Community Pharmacy produces and sponsors events like book signings and interview sessions. What's coming up at Community Pharmacy?
Well, those are what we're hoping a book event that we're hoping to get going with local author Jane Holly Stevens, who just came out with an herbal book. She runs Four Elements Organics, which is a farm nearby that we have a lot of products from. And we are hoping to do an interview series on our social media coming up. And then also we have our web store that's rolling out very shortly with all of our products.
And if people want to stay in touch with you, keep up on those events and connect with Community Pharmacy, how do we do that?
Yeah. So, we have our Instagram is community.pharmacy, Facebook Community Pharmacy Madison, Community Wellness Shop. We have our website, which is communitypharmacy.coop. And those are all great places to keep in touch with us and see what we've got going on.
Does that ship from your website?
It will. We'll have a link. There's a link there now, but the store is kind of under construction. But very shortly, we're hoping to have everything that we have in store on that website. And that's one of the ways we hope to compete with Amazon and all those other places. So,
you know, you can't shop more local than going to your community pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
North Fair Oaks Avenue. You're right there by across from the Graver Feed Mill, right?
Yep, Garver Feed Mill.
Feed Mill.
Yep.
Give us the website one more time.
Communitypharmacy.coop, COOP.
Awesome. PJ, thanks for coming in, sharing the story. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Awesome. We're going to talk about the whammies here in a couple of minutes with Ron Books. Right now, brand new Kelsey Miles. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I was a fool when it began. was a fool about your kiss. Well, now you ain't got none of this. Mm-hmm. I was a fool. Oh, oh, oh.
I was a fool.
Oh, oh,
oh.
To think you felt the same.
Kelsey Miles and Fool on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. They're playing Pop Fest tonight with Tay and the Neighborly. Hey, thanks to PJ from Community Pharmacy for coming in tonight. Really appreciate all the great information. Shop local. Love local, local, local. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. We're going to talk with Ron Books from the Wisconsin area music industry. That's the Whammies. Their season is just starting and a lot of stuff going on. We'll get the lowdown in just a couple of minutes. Let's do some Cat in a Hurricane.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tell all the people across the USA. Packers are playing tomorrow. I love my Green Bay Packers. We're going to kick some cowboy ass. One of the first Super Bowls ever played. Civic Media, Max Inc. Radio, Rocker, and Jimmy K hanging out with you. We're both pretty stoked about the big game tomorrow. We gotta win. I can accept a lose in San Francisco, but losing to Dallas is just like French kissing your sister.
Oh, geez, Jimmy. Well, you know, I mean, I'd love to see him win. If they don't win, I'm definitely looking forward to next season.
Yeah.
But I think they have a great chance to win. I think that they're undefeated down there. We own Bears now.
Yeah, that's true. So,
you know,
might as well own the Cowboys. That's We've lost a few games down in the playoffs.
Well, not since like Favre.
Right.
So it's been a while. It's been like 20 years or something. All right, Jimmy, known for primarily for its annual award show, Whammy does a lot more. From annual scholarships to promoting the music scene, and of course, the Whammy Awards, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Organization brings together fans and musicians. On the phone to tell us about the upcoming holiday parties in Green Bay and Milwaukee, an upcoming award ceremony, is Vice President Ron Books. Ron, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and hello, Wisconsin.
Are you rooting for the Packers, Ron?
Of course.
Excellent.
I'm an owner.
That is awesome. Where are we calling you at tonight in Wisconsin?
I am in Neenah, Wisconsin.
Okay, so right up in Lambeau Field territory almost.
Yeah, and I was one of those little kids along the rails and looking through the fences back in the 60s when I grew up in Green Bay. So, Packer fan forever.
Wow, that's incredible. Ron, Whammy has been promoting Wisconsin music for more than 40 years. Give us a brief history of the organization.
Well, some 40 years ago, a group of fellas, most of them were either booking agents or other people involved in the music industry got together, and actually the first address for the organization was the Summerfest headquarters. But the general idea is to promote music in general in Wisconsin and to create a better scene and to honor and recognize excellence within the music situation. So it's just been a long time, and it's been an interesting ride.
So, Ron, when did you join WAMI, and why? Why did you join this organization and become vice president?
Well, I was a band leader, and living up here in the Fox Valley, there was always a feeling that you really weren't a part of things. And I just decided that for promoting the band that I was in, I had to meet some people that were in different parts of the state. So I started going to some WAMI meetings. And I think the way I ended up on the board is, you know, once you show up for something a few times, they figure you're interested and you're a hot number. So eventually I was asked to join the board, which was many years ago now.
Now, I heard you started off in the green room. Managing the stage at the award show?
Yes. Now, Rocker, I think you've presented at the award or at the award show. Have you not?
I have.
Okay. And I know Terry has been a co-host, and I am the person for many years now who gave you instructions right before you walked out on stage and handed you the envelope.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, that was a good time. I think that I gave away that award in Appleton when you guys had the award ceremony up there.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Fox City's PAC. What a great venue.
Oh, beautiful venue. Tell us about the WAMI scholarship programs. You know, who's eligible? What do the scholarships do for Wisconsin-based artists?
Well, they're basically for young kids, middle school on up, and it's something that's a little bit new. We've formalized it a little bit. If anybody is to find out about the requirements and such, the best place to go is right to our website, which is whammy.org, and everything that you need to know about it is there. But it's mostly for young people and giving them opportunities. It takes a recommendation from their teachers, so we're trying to be more aligned with schools and youth programs.
Ron, books from the WAMI, W-A-M-I, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry. The WAMI has two holiday parties coming up. One is tomorrow. You guys are going to be rocking Brady Street at Nashville North. And the second one is January 22nd or 21st. In Green Bay at the Epic Events Center. Tell us about this holiday party.
Well, you know, we usually have it every year. It's open to the public. It's always held on a Sunday because that is one of the nights when everybody who normally would be playing is not playing. Mm-hmm. And so it's open to the public. There's no charge for it. And of course it is going to be at Nashville North tomorrow night. So we're expecting it's going to be a Packer victory party as well as a holiday party.
There you go.
And,
yes.
And then next week, which is going to be Sunday the 21st, we will have a similar event at the Epic Events Center, which is Green Bay's newest and just an awesome concert center. I don't know if any of you have ever been up there for a show, but it is just an awesome place.
We've heard good things about it. Looking forward to getting up to Green Bay sometime and checking it out. And then
it's definitely worth the trip.
The WAMI award show and ceremony takes place. Is it May 19th? Is that day right?
It is Sunday, May 19th. Okay. And that is to be held at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay.
Oh,
so the party going on is kind of a kickoff and getting everybody acquainted. We'll have a duo there performing. It would be Paul Hanna and Chris Hannaway, who are very, very well-known musicians in the Green Bay area. And, of course, we do have live entertainment going on at the one at Nashville North as well. That would be a duo called Until Dawn and then a group by the name of Would You Kindly.
And if fans wanted to vote for their favorite Whammy bands right now, how do we do that?
Well, we have partnered with Broadjam to bring the voting system that's used for Country Music Association and many other things and many other programs. So it's actually done in three steps. The step right now that is open is registration. And you would go directly to the website, again, whammy.org. In this registration section, anybody can nominate anyone. So this is open to the public. When we get to the first of two rounds of voting, then that will be for members. There is also a people's choice section, which is not for just members. That's for everybody. And that's divided into four quadrants in the state: Northeast, Northwest, Southwest, and Southeast, which is something that we have been doing. It's been very, very popular. Just in the last year, I would say, let's see, Whammy has normally had about 200 to 300 nominees every year. And of the voting, it'd be about 1,000 to 2,000 votes. Our system now, with the two-round system, we've had 4,300 nominations,
wow,
780 finalists, and over 100,000 votes over the two rounds of voting. So it's just exploded and wide open across the state now.
Now, I'm a musician and a Whammy member, but if I'm not a musician, can I still join Whammy? Is there something there for fans as well?
Yes, there is. There's a fan membership. We have several different levels of membership, starting at a fan membership, which is $9.95 a year. And if you register as an artist, that's $14.95 a year. And in addition to just being a Whammy member, partnering with Broadjam, you get a single membership for a year with Broadjam, which, if you were to go directly to Broadjam for that, it would be $100.
Wow. That sounds like a great deal.
It's a great deal.
And plus
it's an awesome deal.
Plus the money that you're paying, it's going to a good, reputable nonprofit. It's going towards scholarships. Bettering the arts and music industry here in Wisconsin is a win-win for sure. This is great. And I'm excited about the Green Bay award show, because that's great. I watched the live stream last year when you were all in Milwaukee, and it seemed like everybody was really excited to get up to Green Bay this year.
Oh, absolutely. And it was a sold-out show in Milwaukee. We're looking for big things in Green Bay, and it's really part of our effort as an organization to be more statewide rather than, you know, for many years things happened in Milwaukee, but we've had it at the Fox Cities PAC, now at the Epic Center. So we're trying to branch out. Who knows? Maybe we'll have it in the Northwest sometime. Maybe we'll take it to Madison one of these years.
We'll roll out the red carpet for you. Whammy.org, WAMI.org, to get all the details. Become a member and make sure you nominate some of your favorite bands. It's a good way to support your local music scene. Ron Books, thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We really appreciate what you do, and we appreciate the Whammies.
And we really appreciate you partnering with us and having local music on the radio. After all, you're a musician. I'm a musician. We always want to hear our stuff on the radio, don't we?
That's for sure. All right. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you, Ron.
All right. Thank you for having me. Have a great night.
Good night, Ron.
Let's do some new music here from Go Pack Go. Yeah. New music from Free Dirt now. This is Outdoor Cat. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
On to be an outdoor cat. Just hanging up his indoor hat. Heading out long down to the alley. Oh, sweet, someday I'm gonna go. Let me be an outdoor cat. in baby bunny blood. Sharpening my teeth, clouds of feathers when I sneeze. Oh, what a curious fellow I could be. Maybe you still let me in at night. We lay beside the flickering light. You would know that I'd been in a fight. Yeah, but maybe you still let me in at night. I will rumble like a motorbike. Girl, up so small, I'm out of sight. Just like a tiny ball of dynamite. One of you. If I could only be an outdoor cat. Yeah, mama, maybe you would let me keep my claws. Better let me. And night it out long down to the
stop the bleed.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Mackenzie Moore there, Haunted. Free Dirt before that with Outdoor Cat. Hey, thanks to Ron for calling in from the Whammies tonight, WAMI.org. Make sure you grab yourself a membership today. Hey, I want to say thanks to Honey Bee Cannabis, Wisconsin growing cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners. It's Honey Bee Cannabis Company. You can find them on Facebook. Just search for Honey Bee Cannabis. And you can also buy it at Jennifer Street Market. And we thank them for supplying us with refreshments here at Max Inc. Radio. Coming up, we got a double dip of brand new music from Peacemaker. I am super excited to bring you brand new music for Peacemaker. Plus the guys, a couple guys from Blame It on Kane are in the studio. No layer tonight from them, but we're going to hear some new music from Blame It on Kane at 8:30 tonight. Right now, it's new music from Magic Conch. Meet me in the middle. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex? When it was created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.